Well, Sydney Harbour has certainly featured extensively in Australian poetry. Just think of Kenneth Slessor's Five Bells. But now Fiona Wright has immortalised Sydney's western suburbs in her first poetry collection, Knuckled. Fiona Wright has close ties to the Sydney poetry scene and has been involved with poetry projects through the Red Room Company. For the book show, Alicia sometimes read Knuckled.
Reading this book reminded me of something American philosopher William James once said. Knowledge about life is one thing. Effective occupation of a place in life, with its dynamic currents passing through your being, is another. In Knuckled, Fiona Wright firmly focuses on the sense of place, belonging and identity, beginning in the inner western suburbs of Sydney, not normally associated with poetry. Names like Bankstown, Auburn, Lithgow start to take on a mythological air. The names sound so muscular, weighty and angular. Wright makes these places bustle and thrive. It could be so easy to fall into stereotype or triteness, but Wright avoids this with her skill of observation and interpretation. The book is broken up into four parts: West, Bruising, Inheriting Colombo, and The Waters. All are distinctly Australian, even the poems set in the spice markets of Sri Lanka and talk of a grandfather trading cigarettes for fresh caught fish on foreign soil. It's the way she links stories of her grandfather and war back to Australia and her own experiences in Asia. In Iraq, she writes, "The first time they drank arak, they were found in a ditch 2 days later. The first place I drank arak screened World Cup cricket and tracer fire danced through the windows." Wright has a talent for elevating the seemingly mundane. A torture rehabilitation clinic right next to the delicatessen, NRL-themed coffins, mysterious panthers as dangerous as a woolamai pine, and writing from the point of view of the Page Three girls. In her poem, My Sister Doesn't, she writes fondly of her sister, but maintains the distance of a reporter. Wright lets us see the judgments her sister makes without making judgment on them herself. Many of us have felt that our sibling, left behind in a home we have departed, as both lovingly familiar and a stranger at the same time. Her poems are sometimes rooted in all five senses. She glides effortlessly from the sinewy suburbs into nature, to the frangipani, liliums and eucalypts. The floods of old Jindabyne rose cold as a chase kiss. In Mona Street, each day feels as sticky and measured as cough syrup, and in Petta, she smells the sour war. The poems also have splashings of truisms. It is hard to look sexy on a beanbag. Humour is not prevalent in Knuckled, but this is an example of her whimsical touch. Her poems are also at times deeply personal, as well as being reflective of larger social affairs. King Lake, about the Black Saturday bushfires, was both mournful and exact. How a burning piano must sing. The years of oil on the cold keys, from your fingers' skin, mallowing the timber. The poem is heartbreaking, and with just a few short, sharp images, she conveys the overwhelming sense of loss. Wright quotes from one of the best short stories ever written, Marjorie Barnard's The Persimmon Tree, in her own persimmon poem. The famous fruit that Barnard likened to the woman's breast is written here as still lush and gushed over. Fruit is very rarely written in poems as anything other than sexy. This poem is no exception. But her poem Fruit Stories goes much further, and the life of a banana and coconut come out of the realm of lust and into the real world. Knuckled is an evocative and considered collection of poems. Wright's language is confident and fresh and never over-explained. Very few poems miss the mark. This collection sits amongst the most memorable and satisfying of the year.
Poet and reviewer Alicia Sometimes There and Knuckled by Fiona Wright is published by Girimondo Poets. This is The Book Show on ABC Radio National. I'm Dominic Knight.